You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Dan. And it got out the varnish, and they varnished everything up. And
yeah, it was look good as new.
Well, yeah. But we were supposed to have the unvarnished truth.
Oh.
So I'm not quite sure what we're going to have to strip it now.
Okay.
We'll strip it down and bring you the unvarnished truth, as we always do each and every morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm in such a good mood.
Happy John.
Yeah.
Wow. That's unusual on a Monday morning.
That's not going to happen.
No?
Wow.
Yeah, what a weekend.
All of this stuff going on in L.A. I mean, seriously, San Francisco. You know, it's just a big mess. As Gavin Newsom, the governor, said, we didn't have a problem until Trump got involved.
Yes. It's been a busy weekend in California.
Yeah.
And in Los Angeles specifically. But we'll have much more on that coming up.
Was it like that for the gay pride parade in Milwaukee? Were they protesting the immigration thing?
No, I didn't see any of that.
All right.
While I was there, but it was a good turnout until the rain came, and then it kind of scared a few people off. But the rain started right when the parade was starting.
Beautiful.
Really kicking
beautiful.
In. But
is that like a lake effect rain?
We had a civic. No, it was a cold front that was pushing through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the rain for, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it was. And then everything went back to being okay.
Well, that's good.
I was going to go. And then there's a little story behind that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Halfway there, I think it was about an hour in, heading to Milwaukee. My car just gave up, and so the check engine light went on, and then I parked on the side of the interstate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have insurance? Did you get a tow and everything like that?
I like stopped the car, and then I just waited 5 minutes, called my parents, freaking out, and then I turned the car back on, and no check engine lights, and then I went to a gas station. It was good from there.
Do you have to top off the oil or anything like that?
No, nothing. Everything was good. I don't use my roommate's car right now, though.
Ah, okay. So you're getting yours checked out.
I'll have to get mine checked out,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, they had a good turnout in Milwaukee. Yeah, sorry you couldn't make it.
Yeah, but,
it's okay.
We had our civic media unit in the parade, and it was a good turnout
throughout
the parade.
It's good to see and hear.
Yes.
You know? I mean, we did this last year. It was a big event.
Yeah. And it was all, as far as I know, it was peaceful. So I didn't see, it's a big parade.
Yeah. Is it really a big parade?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's huge.
Does it go down the avenue? Avenue?
Over 200 units. I don't know Wisconsin. I don't know Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't give you the parade route.
Okay. Sorry about that. Maybe it's Farwell Avenue. Maybe it's Prospect Avenue. Maybe that's what the parade.
All I know is it goes through several different neighborhoods.
Went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not downtown.
I
would assume not downtown.
I don't know.
being a Milwaukeean myself.
Yeah.
I'm a Milwaukeean.
Are you?
You remember that?
No.
Culture Club takeoff.
I'm a Milwaukeean.
Yes.
We'll have to see if we can dig that out.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably out there somewhere in the internets.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it is Monday morning, 10 minutes past the hour. It's a bit cloudy out there this morning.
It is.
We might get a sprinkle or scattered shower. Not much there, but...
Not quite sure how long that smoke is going to be pouring down from Canada.
Right.
Now, it depends on the direction of the wind.
Yes,
so
that's
we'll,
true.
So we'll see what happens with that.
It's going to stay kind of cool today.
All right.
What are we going to do to check the afternoon high? Do we have the roulette wheel standing by, the weather roulette wheel?
Yes, we do.
Tom, well, why don't you give it a spin? Let's see what's happening here. Yes, the afternoon high. I know it's going to be cooler than normal. So let's see. Uh-huh. Yep, black 65. 65
wow.
is the number. What is your WMDX watch?
The weather watch says 65, too, is a predicted high, low around 53 tonight. And currently around 56 degrees.
What time is sunset tonight? Oh, do you have that handy?
Well, that's a, you know,
on
that's
your watch?
A damn good question. You're really on this thing, you know.
I got to know the sunset. I just, you know, it's right. something I it really bothers
now
me.
Now that you have the gazebo out, you
I do.
Sit out there
I need
and watch
to know.
The sunset.
I can't see the sun from eight, where the gazebo is.
Well, that's you can okay. paint a picture and say that you can. You
okay,
know?
Sure.
8:36 sunset
okay.
time.
All right, good to know. We have our second week of the 2025 Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We'll tell you what the keyword is in the 7 o'clock hour.
Sure, you can't give us a little hint here. A little,
well, I could, but I'm not
a
going
clue.
To. I'm yes, I Start, could.
Starts with.
In theory, I could tell you that, but I'm not going to. By the way, want to remind you of the we have the poll up on the WMDX Radio website. If you go to WMDXradio.com,
oh, yes.
This is a new thing that we have. There's a poll there, mm-hmm. you know, and the question on the poll is, what is your favorite summer event in downtown Madison?
Yeah.
And you have your choices of Art Fair on the Square, Farmers Market, mm-hmm. Madison Night Market, Concerts on the Square. By the way, Madison Night Market is this Thursday from 5 to 9 downtown State Street.
Okay.
We'll be there. It's going to be a good time, and let's see. So far in the poll, the Farmers Market is in first place, Madison Night Market second place, and then it's kind of a tie for third place, Art Fair on the Square and Concerts on the Square. But you can go there and vote. Just go to WMDXradio.com, check it out, and we'd like to know your thoughts. What's your favorite summer event in downtown Madison?
Well, the least favorite on this poll is the Art Fair on the Square.
Well,
so if you're a big supporter, you know, get out there and vote. Well, I mean, it's tied with
website.
Concerts on the Square.
Yes. Yes, it is. I know.
Yeah,
well,
I,
it's a tough choice because all of those are great events, you know.
You're right. They're all
excellent.
Fantastic events. I'm so glad I didn't
you
say
go to all
how
of
much
them.
I dislike Concerts on the Square.
Really? Why? Why would you not like that? It's a very pleasant gathering.
Actually, it is. It is. I just think...
Yes.
Sitting on the lawn is not...
Come on, it's like a picnic.
Not the best
Not your idea there. Of fun?
No, it really isn't. Walking through the crowd, people on their blankets.
Mm.
No, doesn't thrill me at all.
Wow. Okay, you're a curmudgeon again.
I am. Yeah.
Let's see. Anything happening in the history books there, Dom? Let's check it out. What do you have?
Let's check it out. Yeah. So we 1934. Donald.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to the calendar? All of a sudden, you know, we skipped that.
That's
no one cares about the calendar. I know that, but I just want to know what we're missing. That's all.
All right. Would you like to go back to that?
Well,
first?
Can we? We kind of
sure
surprised
can.
Dom here.
All right.
Let him get his stuff together
Dom
over there.
Dom is startled.
Yes.
it's National Earl Day. If your name is Earl, this is your day.
Oh.
That's all I know about that.
There are not a lot
That's
of people are
care.
Named Earl.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
I knew
head
a kid in grade school named Earl, and that's about it.
Same here. Yeah. Wonder what ever happened to him.
Well,
it's National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Oh,
strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah, they try to drown out the taste of rhubarb with strawberries. Now, I like rhubarb a lot.
Do you?
I don't think you need the strawberries, but a lot of kids don't like it's kind of a flat taste for rhubarb, so they spice it up with the strawberries.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of rhubarb.
Oh, yeah, I've got this great rhubarb cake. Rhubarb yellow cake is just unbelievably good, and you don't have to do anything at all.
You got to bring that in this week.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not cooking for you guys. Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm already doing that for two guys at home.
Well, doesn't Ann do some cooking, too?
She does almost most of it, but she's working on a book, and she's on
busy.
A tight deadline
busy,
here,
busy,
so
busy.
I've been doing everything I can to fill in.
good for you. Okay. Dom, let's get to the history books here because we have Pam Yonke waiting for us, I think, in a few minutes.
You're
okay.
Correct. So yeah. We, in 1934, Donald Duck made his first appearance on TV. So,
no, not on. He wasn't on TV in 1934?
Oh, yeah, I guess no. Yeah, no. Oh, actually, no. Short animated film, The Wise Little Hen. Oh. 1934, yes.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Wise Little Hen. Okay.
Wow. You're going to have to take his word for it, Gordy. You're right. So skeptical.
Okay. I didn't trust myself there. And then in 1902, the first quote-unquote vending machine was made in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. But it was really bad back in, I'm sure, back
really?
In 1902.
1902.
Yeah.
What were they selling in vending machines back then?
Boy, I don't know.
That's weird. Okay.
All right.
Birthdays?
Yeah, birthdays. Gary.
Yeah?
Gary Starkweather.
Who was that?
He was the inventor of the laser printer.
Okay.
Wow. Thank goodness he came up with a printer.
He figured it out.
That, printed out stuff that doesn't melt in the rain.
Mm. Okay.
God, I just hate inkjet printers.
They were bad.
What? Yeah, you can't. They always just blur and get wet and what a mess.
Couple other birthdays.
All right. Yeah, we got about two more. We have Johnny Depp, 1968. Rango and all that stuff. And then David, I don't know if I'm saying this last name right, but Cope, David Cope. He was a writer for Mission Impossible, Indiana Jones. And all the other stuff. So.
That's pretty cool. You know, Johnny Depp was with Jeff Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before he died.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got Dick on the line. Dick, what do you got for us so early in the morning?
Yeah. Good morning, Dick.
What was the name of that Donald Duck movie?
Yeah.
Some Strange Little Hen?
Yeah, I think it's called Wise Little Hen.
Wouldn't even fit nowadays. The Republicans would toss that out right away.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But to this situation in California,
yeah.
Right?
I think this is about a year earlier than I thought martial law would be throwing out there. And I told you a while back what his name is, and here it is, crisis management.
Mm-hmm.
Create a crisis and try to manage it, and here we are.
Yep.
You know, and then the best part about all this, let's get active duty Marines. I mean,
that suggestion just shows that he has no idea what he's doing in that position. Absolutely no idea. The implications of doing something like that.
He was trying to get on the good side of him, so Hextet suggested that.
Yeah, I know. It's
That's
just
a wonderful idea.
Beautiful idea.
But why not just get the tanks out like they do in China?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be covering this extensively at about 6:51 or so. We'll be doing.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot on this.
It's
okay.
Crazy.
All right.
Dick, thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks, Dick.
Phone lines are open 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. And of course, you can always call us or text us on the Civic Media app.
You know, we're dealing with a real intelligent. Adult person when this guy goes out and he starts tweeting Newsom.
Newsom?
Newsom.
Really?
That's how he refers to the governor of California as Newsom.
High school.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so juvenile. It's mind-boggling. And he's president.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
In case you're wondering who I'm talking about.
I think we all guessed it right off the bat.
All right.
19 past the hour. Just getting rolling on a Monday morning. When we come back, we'll talk to Pam Yonke.
Here it is. Here it
is.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, yeah.
Monday.
No one likes him. I know I don't like them.
Mondays are always a little tough.
Yeah, a little rough.
Yeah. We have partly cloudy skies this morning, 56 degrees, highs in the mid-60s, 23 past the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors back in 1958, but some things have remained constant, John, throughout Verlo's history.
All right.
They're still direct-to-consumer. You know that, right?
Yeah, sure, I knew that.
And
sure.
They provide superior products at unbeatable prices. You knew that, too.
You're just trying to catch me on something here.
Verlo Mattress. How many locations do you think they have in Madison?
Well, I'm sure they have a lot.
They have two. If you've been paying attention over the last year and a half as I've been reading this commercial, they have two commercials. Two Madison locations, yeah. East Side and West Side. Just go to Verlo.com. You'll find all the information you could possibly need about mattresses. Verlo.com.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Okay.
Hey. I'm going to go to both places, you know, and definitely push those bed frames.
Adjustable bed frames?
Yes.
And ask for Maddie the Mattress. He's around there somewhere. We don't know where, but Maddie the Mattress is still around. Okay. Pam Yockey is with us this morning. Good morning, Pam. How are you doing?
Same kind of money as you are.
Yeah? Did you go to Cows on the Concourse? That was happening this weekend, I think, right? Downtown?
We had a couple different things that were going on this weekend. Cows on the Concourse was one of them. We also had Sauk County, Iowa County, Rock County breakfast on Saturday and Richland County on Sunday. So a lot of running around. Plus, we hosted Mallard's game against the Wausau Woodchucks on Saturday night and out there on the mound. So, yeah, definitely not worried about grass growing under my feet right now as far as activities. Yeah. And we've got another big one that starts today, not formally necessarily, but you guys might even notice it even after either on the air or when you guys are heading home. There's about 900 FFA students that came into Madison early for their day of service. This week, the Wisconsin State FFA going to have their 96th annual convention at the Alliant Energy Center. And to do kind of make sure the kids keep their sense of direction on why they're in the FFA, about 900 of them came into town early. Today, they are going to be involved in about 13 different projects around Wisconsin, everything from picking up trash in the city parks to going to the Arboretum and helping them pull weeds, spread mulch, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They'll be at the Goodman Community Center, at the Ronald McDonald House. They're also going to be at the Alliant Energy Center. They want to build 60 beds for children and families in the Madison area. They're working with Sleep in Heavenly Peace. They're also going to be collecting twin sheets and pillowcases, stuff to go along with those beds. And they are going to work as a team and assemble about 100,000 meal kits for the Meals from the Heartland. So we've got a big bunch of kids that are going to be active around the Madison area today. They put together, they started this back in 2009. And since then, just this one day that the kids involved in the FFA dedicate, they've done over 5,000 volunteer hours that they've donated to Madison and the Dane County area just for this one day of service. So really, it's really cool. I know my team's going to be following them around today, depending on how the weather treats them. I mean, sometimes they're at Troy Garden doing things, and, you know, it's really a matter of what group put in the request and where the kids want to and are ultimately end up. But, you know, I bring it up not just because of the volunteer hours, but just stop and think about how much money it costs for these FFA chapters to bring kids in early. It's transportation. People got to get coordinated with chaperones, and then you've got hotel expenses. So they'll start competitive events tomorrow, and the opening session is on Wednesday. They'll name the officer team Thursday morning before they all pack up and head back for home. So, like I said, just hope that the Dane County community and Madison as a whole kind of happy that these kids are slowing down to give back to the community that supports them.
I was looking it up here. I looked it up before we came on here. And the Future Farmers of America, basically, it's not just for people who want to become farmers or get into agriculture in some way, but it's also a way for them to inspire people to get into teaching, scientific research, all that stuff.
Right. Today, our FFA advisors, because remember, if you're in FFA, the teacher has a 12-month contract. I think I reminded you guys about that before, but when you're involved in FFA, that teacher has got a 12-month contract because they're so busy with the convention, county fairs, et cetera. And like I said, that's why it's more than just showing animals or being involved on the farm. It's about food science. We've got a lot of these teachers that now are team teaching science classes back in the high school. Because there's so much crossover and so much sharing of curriculum, really. So the agriculture instructor a lot of times partners up with the science department, and they team teach on a lot of these things, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing. So 900 kids around here for the next few days helping out and making their presence known.
If you drive past the Alliant Energy Center, you'll see a lot of them in formal dress. This is one of the groups that still... They actually have courtesy corps that patrols the hall to make sure that the kids are properly dressed. So black dress pants, a skirt for the ladies, and the blue and gold jacket. And if you've got an officer medallion or something like that, there's proper ways to display that too. So when they are at convention, every one of those kids is in official dress.
Yeah.
Blue FFA jacket, black jean, or black jeans, black pants, black skirt.
Well, I can see by the look on Gordy's face that he wants one of those outfits.
I do. I'd love to have it. It's too late for me to join.
I'll work on it. Let me see what strings I can pull for you.
Pam, thank you so much.
Thanks,
you have a
Pam.
Great week.
You bet, guys.
Talk to you on Friday.
See you later.
Yep. That's Pam Yonke from the Midwest Agricultural Report. In fact, that's coming up next.
Yes.
Food and farm for your table.
And then some Idiocracy.
Right around the corner on John and Gordy in the morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time, as we always mention here in Idiocracy, John and Gordy, WMDX 92.7 on your radio dial. And also, you can listen on the app, uninterrupted, and you can text us there or voice note us.
Yes, there's a new device there, a new button. You can just voice note us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just get right here.
Yeah. We only have one, but it's not very good, so we'd... Really.
Rory from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
So we need
to be like more just like that.
We need to vary it up a little bit.
I think so.
Okay. Yes, so you can do that. You can get on the Civic Media app and look for the voice note button and send us a short message. We'd love to hear from you. You can also call us 608-879-8255. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road, and they offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned, and they are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids.
Yeah.
It's improving the quality of life through better hearing.
Absolutely.
That's what they do. You can count on them to... check out your hearing. You can also check it out for yourself at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Do an initial hearing test right on their online site, and then make an appointment to get more information. Again, you can check them out at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's...
Idiocracy time.
Let's get to a little bit of Idiocracy
well,
here.
Where do we start? I don't know. There's so much to choose from.
Where do we start? That's right. Oh, my God. You know,
it's almost too much for us to handle, right?
Well, you know, I'm starting to get really angry at Trump. So
really, just starting?
Let me just say what we do on this program is we pepper in a little Trump. for humor. The guy's a clown. That's why I play cuts from Trump, only because he is so sadly
out of touch.
Well, yes. I there are so many choices that I can't actually pick one of them at this moment. But the thing is, we add him for the humor effect. And otherwise, but now, I tell you what he's saying and doing out in California with immigration is starting to really just really, really make me angry.
Well, it's dangerous.
And I don't want to feel like this. I want to treat him like the clown that he is.
He's trying to ramp things up.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get to someone we know very well. It's a stand-up comedian, Eric Hovde, who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, what happened? Where has he been lately?
In a scary event of all time, he lost by just one percentage point. I don't know how that happened, but this guy, he's challenging Tammy Baldwin in the lake, a lake dip. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
He wanted her to go in and have a dip in the lake in the middle of winter. What a challenge, and what a brilliant, brilliant mind. Anyway, Eric Hovde, multiple sources are saying, and this is according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the talks have included Hovde being a part of the administration, and not just a part of the administration. No. The administration wants to send him out of the country, which is a great idea. As a foreign ambassador, please do this for us all.
Where's he going to go?
Now, we haven't seen anything with Eric Hovde in recent memory, only because he lives in California.
Right.
Wants to run here in the state now as governor. So he's going to be a leading candidate for governor, according to the right wing. This is what qualifies him, living in another state. Yes, come to Wisconsin and control our state from California.
But the administration wants to send him somewhere as an ambassador,
They're
possibly
talking to him, and the rumor is that he might be an ambassador.
But they don't say where.
No.
Okay.
No, they don't.
It's just a rumor.
But, you know, he's deeply into real estate, right? So maybe he'll go to Greenland.
Maybe.
And work some deal there. Sure. Maybe, develop Greenland somehow.
Or the Gaza Strip.
Could be. Oh, yes.
Maybe they're sending him there.
Oh, yes.
Special ambassador.
The, what is it, the Riviera?
The Riviera of the Mideast.
There you go. Yeah. Mm. All right, now let's get to Ron Johnson.
Okay.
When he celebrated Veterans Day, Memorial Day rather, this is what he said. We all owe a deep debt of gratitude on the finest among us to serve and sacrifice. Over 1 million pay the ultimate price to defend our freedom on this Memorial Day. Let us honor them. So the thing is, Ron Johnson is a sociopath. His words are just words. As ex-poster Kid Riles explained about Ron Johnson and his wonderful sentiment, you worship a rapist who called the fallen suckers and losers. You spent our nation's birthday in Russia. You moved your family business to China. You voted against health care for veterans. Your words mean nothing. You sicken me. And I have to concur. Puts a fine line on it.
Puts it all into perspective there.
So, and I want to get to that one thing about China, okay? China may be MAGA's biggest economic enemy, right? Mm-hmm. But not for the Johnson family. This is what Bruce Murphy from Urban Milwaukee wrote recently. Johnson himself benefited from a family-connected company's cozy deal with China, according to a story in The Guardian. Johnson made $57 million in income in his first 10 years in office, and that wealth was boosted by another company owned and managed by his family in China, acquired businesses in China, and took tens of millions of dollars in loans from the Bank of China. This is the guy who's working against China, right?
Mm.
In one case, the company run by Johnson's family sued the U.S. government to try to press them for softer trade relations with Beijing. So putting it in perspective, Johnson is making a lot of money from China.
$57 million.
Yes. Big time. This is Yeah.
Big bank. Yeah, that's good.
And
good
you know, him, of course, huh? You know, they made a tax deal here. Sure. That benefited his family, and they've got what? They've got ski lodge cabins all over the country.
Hmm.
Serious.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's
the
a
Guardian
tough,
had that
It's
story?
A tough life, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I love the fact that he's made $57 million his first 10 years in office. Isn't that
that's
odd? Isn't that odd?
Well, that's a lot of money.
Should not be that much.
He must be getting paid a lot of money, wouldn't you think?
You would think so, yeah.
As a senator, that's my first acknowledgement that he's a senator. Mark that on the calendar.
Okay.
God, that guy's a joke. What a clown. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Well, okay, now you know that he's made all that money while he's been a senator, right? Mike Johnson argues Congress needs stock trading to support their families due to frozen salaries. See, the Congress members aren't making enough. The senators might be the ones making all the dough because, as we know, $57 million his first 10 years, not bad. Somebody should talk to Ron. Anyway,
but Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
They're not related, but
no.
Here we go.
Yeah, the Trump administration's corruption continues here. Attorney General Pam Bondi sold up to $5 million in Trump media stock on April 2nd, the same day Trump announced sweeping tariffs that sent markets tumbling.
Well, huh.
Wonder what she knew.
What a coincidence.
Yes. But Johnson said, when you adjust for inflation, Congress is making 31% less than they made last year.
Oh.
It goes down every year. If you stay on this trajectory, you're going to have less quality. Wrap your head around this. If you stay on this trajectory of losing money for Congress people.
Right.
You're going to have less qualified people who are willing to make the extreme sacrifice to run for Congress.
Oh, boy.
Can we get less qualified people in Congress? Is it possible?
I don't think so. They're just there for the money, apparently.
He says at least let them, like, engage in some stock trading so they can continue to take care of their family. To take care of their family. She's pleading with us. Please help us take care of our family.
Oh,
poor things.
Yes.
And yet, Capital Trades, which tracks congressional trading, has already revealed some startling numbers. Freshman Representative Rob Bresnahan, who introduced a bill to ban Congress from stock trading, made over $5.6 million.
Wow.
With 490 trades since he was elected last November. This guy wants to stop stock trading, but in the meantime, he made $5.6 million in stock trading since last November.
Get it quick and then make the law. Get that money in the bank quickly.
He's a Republican. You got to give him some credit, right? I mean, Democrats are doing the same thing. We're taking money from billionaires,
right,
even though we want to ban money from politics completely.
Mm. Yeah.
So
that's true.
You work with what you have, I guess, right?
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's all about the money.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I always like comments from Joe, not the Joe that we talked to on the phone here on the show, but this is Joe on X, and she writes this about the administration and how dumb it is.
Mm.
Trump's pick to head FEMA didn't know we had a hurricane season.
I don't know.
His head of Homeland
Security.
his head of Homeland Security doesn't know what habeas corpus is.
Mm.
His head of the Department of Education, who thinks AI is a steak sauce, doesn't know what the Tulsa race massacre was, and his Social Security commissioner didn't even know we had a Social Security commissioner.
It's just, we're living in a bizarro world. Everything is upside down and inside out.
Yep, she continues. And all the while, his head of the Department of Defense is drunk texting war plans.
Yeah.
His head of Health and Human Services is citing studies that don't exist. His head of transportation won't fly in or out of at least one of the airports due to safety concerns.
Mm.
And the guy he tapped to lead an $18 million terror prevention team is a 22-year-old former grocery clerk and zero government experience of any kind.
It's true.
Yeah. But sure, keep talking about Biden.
Wow.
That's putting it on the line. Okay.
Puts it all in perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see here. We got a little time here.
No, about a minute. We might have to wait.
We'll have to wait for more of. We're not going to actually keep on going with Idiocracy. We're going to start getting into what's going on out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about ice. A lot of stuff going on out there.
That's right.
I'm going to try to maintain my composure during this discussion. Please,
we'll
want your
happens.
Input as well. You know, text us to let us know what you think. We'd like to get to your comments and thoughts.
And in about 10, 15 minutes or so, we will reveal the next keyword in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mike McCabe, author, Substack blogger, and regular guest on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just found out the boys are up for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Award for Best Radio Team. I see why up close every Wednesday and urge you to make it official by voting John and Gordy Best Radio Team. Even though they'll probably get big heads and won't want some farm boy from the middle of nowhere on their show anymore.
Well, yeah. Yes.
That's probably what'll happen. Thank you, Mike.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy sitting here in the morning, looking out the window on State Street, a block away from the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
The capital city of Madison, by the way, if you're checking us out from another part of the world.
Yeah, if you're new to the show, we're here every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. And it is 6:53, partly cloudy skies today. It's going to stay on the cool side, highs in the mid-60s right now, 56 degrees. So what should we start with?
The situation in Los Angeles. What are we going to do? Okay, I got a web wisdom I thought was kind of a good way to start this off.
Okay.
And this is, it sums up kind of what everybody's thinking. I know what I'm thinking. And most of us have been thinking this, I'm sure. So why don't we just play this? This is Matt is Superman. That's the guy. And this is his thought.
Matt's a Superman.
So they told you we were getting invaded, right? They told you we were under attack and that our country was getting taken over. Follow me here. They told you that it was the immigrants sending their worst, their crime lords, their gang members, their drug dealers, their rapists. They told you all of this stuff. And as much as we tried to tell you, that is simply not the case. This is simply an over-exaggeration. This is fear-mongering. This is race-baiting. Look at the data. Look at the statistics. Compare and contrast. No, it was easier to follow the fear-mongering, the race baiting. It was easier to take the bait and to hate. And how do they prove their point? By making sure they were crashing elementary school graduations to get parents, by making sure they were interrupting the immigration process at the immigration offices to collect the people trying to do it the right way, to make sure they were busting into kitchens and workplaces and Home Depots so they could scoop you up right before you were really knee-deep in some work. You realize there's a reason they have to cover their face, and you realize there's a reason cities are getting torn apart as we speak. Because if they were actually doing this the right way, regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they would be getting celebrated. These ICE agents would be getting treated like superheroes if they were actually busting up crime rings and getting away criminals and getting away rapists and getting away gang members and saving and cleaning up our streets. They would be getting celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they're doing some of the most unethical, brutal, and inhumane operations and tactics. And it's sickening. Shame on you.
It is sickening. And I've got a letter, by the way. This is an interesting letter from the co-founder of Latinas for Trump. And we'll get to that in a moment. But first, I want to get to the post that Donald Trump made on Truth Social. And this is what he wrote. Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Bass should apologize to the people of Los Angeles for the absolutely horrible job that they have done. And this now includes the ongoing L.A. riots. These are not protesters. They are troublemakers and insurrectionists. Remember, no masks. I guess, you know, he can declare laws,
really?
I guess. Mm-hmm. No masks, really? Okay. Is that a law? I'm not quite sure. Anyway, the Florida State Senator, Ilania Garcia, the co-founder of Latinas for Trump, issued a sharp rebuke of President Trump. This is what she wrote. This is not what we voted for. I have always supported Trump, real Donald Trump, through thick and thin. However, this is unacceptable and inhumane. I understand the importance of deporting criminal aliens, but what we are witnessing are arbitrary measures to hunt down people who are complying with their immigration hearings, in many cases, with credible fear of prosecution and persecution, all driven by Miller-like desire to satisfy a self-fabricated deportation goal. She says this undermines the sense of fairness and justice that the American people value. Boy, I mean, that's that. That's a Trump supporter.
A Trump supporter.
Yes, Latinas for Trump.
Wow.
Yes.
Not Ilana anymore.
Garcia,
yeah.
State senator in Florida. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Gavin Newsom is called the, you know, this is a manufactured chaos. Manufactured chaos and violence. And he has also stated, we didn't have a problem until Trump got involved. I mean, they're trying to ramp it up. They're trying to push a riot.
Exactly. They're
out of these skirmishes.
Well, then there's even a comment we just saw on CNN this morning that Trump, there's a clip of Trump actually saying, we'll get the clip tomorrow, but spitting on ICE and military individuals. You're going to be hit hard if you do that.
According to Trump.
Yes. Yeah. Spitting.
Right.
Pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't get injured with getting hit by spit. Wow.
Sounds very dangerous.
Yes, real, real dangerous. How about this? 2,000 National Guard troops is a little bit of overkill. We've mentioned that. Gavin Newsom says purposely inflammatory. The administration described protesters as lawless rioters. Caroline Leavitt, liar. Caroline Liar, maybe we should call her that, said Trump called in the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester. To fester?
Okay.
What, 1 or 2 days is festering, right, to her? I don't know. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, of course, says he's going to call out the Marines if this continues.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. Let's play this next cut, cut 89. Can you play cut 89 real quick? All right, here we go. Let's play this. This is Mike Johnson.
That active duty Marines there at Camp Pendleton, there by San Diego, are on high alert and could be mobilized. Could we really see active duty Marines on the streets of Los Angeles?
You know, one of our core principles is maintaining peace through strength. We do that on foreign affairs and domestic affairs as well. I don't think that's heavy-handed. I think that's an important
signal. You don't think sending Marines into the streets of an American city is heavy-handed?
We have to be prepared to do what is necessary, and I think the notice that might happen might have the deterrent effect.
Wow. Well, I think that's just a little outrageous.
A little heavy-handed.
Yeah, a little heavy-handed.
Just a little over the line. Okay.
Yeah.
6:59. When we come back, we'll reveal the Scani Summer Text-to-Win keyword.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.